Let's read together Revelation chapter 10. In this 10th chapter of Revelation, we have the presentation of an open little scroll in the hand of a strong angel coming down out of heaven. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 7. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 10, with some background notes. In Revelation chapter 5, we had the presentation of the scroll sealed up with seven seals. We saw there that this scroll was a book describing the coming judgments of the future tribulation period that will come upon this earth. As each seal was opened, different judgments and conditions of the tribulation period were described in detail. We said that we believed these sealed judgments will take place in the beginning of the first half, or first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, known as the beginning of sorrows, according to our Lord's Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. With the opening of the seventh seal in Revelation chapter 8, we saw that this led to seven trumpet judgments. We said that we believe these seven trumpet judgments will take place during the second half or last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, known as the Great Tribulation. We saw six of these trumpet judgments in chapters 8 and 9 of Revelation. In chapter 11 of Revelation, the seventh trumpet of judgment will sound, and in chapter 16, we will see a further series of seven bowl judgments. Now some questions about what we've just read here in chapter 10 of Revelation. Question number one, who is the strong angel in verse 1? I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven. Is this just another strong angel, another mighty angel like we saw back in chapter 5, verse 2? I'm reading once again Revelation chapter 5, verse 2. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? Obviously, this strong angel in chapter 5 is not the Lord, because the Lord is seen as the Lamb in chapter 5. But here in chapter 10, this strong angel may be the Lord himself, appearing as an angel in John's vision. Remember, the Lord appeared as an angel priest in chapter 8, adding his incense to the prayers of the saints. That the strong angel here in chapter 10 is the Lord himself is especially a possibility in view of the description given here of this strong and mighty angel. Clothed with a cloud, a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire. He had a voice like a lion, and he had authority over the whole world. His right foot on the sea, his left foot on the land. All of these majestic features support the possibility that this strong angel here in chapter 10 is the Lord himself. Question number two. Is the little scroll here in chapter 10 the same as the scroll in chapter 5? Most commentators say there are two different scrolls because of the emphasis on little scroll here in chapter 10. However, some commentators see just one scroll. In chapter 5, it was sealed up, but now it is open. It was opened in heaven by our Lord, and now it is open in his hand as he descends from heaven to this earth. Remember, the scroll in chapter 5 was written on both sides. So in one scenario, the trumpet judgments are written on one side of the scroll, and now the Lord is descending to this earth with the open scroll, and the other side is revealed with the bowl judgments. Once again, we can't be dogmatic as to the answers to these two questions concerning the precise details of the strong angel and the little scroll. However, there seems to be no question as to the fact that the contents of this little scroll have to do with further judgments on this earth. And that brings us now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Revelation chapter 10. So doctrinal point number one, the details of God's future judgments are not fully revealed. The details of God's future judgments are not fully revealed. We see in verse 3 that the strong and mighty angel, who may be the Lord himself, spoke out with a loud voice, and then seven peals of thunder were heard. John was about to record what the voices of thunder said, but a voice from heaven said, "No, do not write them." Why? Because the details of God's future judgments are not fully revealed. Remember, the prophet Daniel was told to conceal the details of the coming judgments and distress of the tribulation period. I'm reading Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4. "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end." God has not revealed everything in his word. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us." Deuteronomy 29:29. The Apostle John is told in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 10 that when the seventh angel is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets. The sounding of the seventh trumpet of judgment brings us close to the end of the tribulation period. Even though the bowl judgments follow, they are rapid in succession, or they may even overlap with the trumpet judgments. So when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, the tribulation period will be coming to an end, and the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth will be beginning. This is exactly what we read in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" Revelation 11, 15. The mystery of God here in Revelation 10, 7 has to do with all the truth about God and his glorious kingdom on earth with Christ as king. This truth was largely communicated to the prophets of the Old Testament, but they did not completely comprehend all that they wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As 1 Peter 1, verses 10 through 12 makes clear, "But with the final judgments of the tribulation period and the setting up of Christ's kingdom on this earth, all these prophetic details and concealed truth will be revealed." Right now, we don't have all the details revealed. We have the big picture now, as Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 makes clear. I'm reading Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. "God, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth." Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10. We have the big picture now, and the details will be fully revealed later. So right now, the details of God's judgment are not fully revealed. Doctrinal point number two, the details of God's future judgments are sweet and bitter. The details of God's future judgments are sweet and bitter. Verses 8 through 11. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go take the little book which is opened in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth." So I went to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little book." And he said to me, "Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." The fact that John is told here in verse 11 that he must prophesy again does not mean that he was to write another book of Revelation. No, this has to do with the rest of the prophecies in this book of Revelation. But at this point in the vision, John is told to eat the little book of judgment. It was sweet to the taste, but bitter in the stomach. And so it is. When we study prophecy, particularly the judgments that come in the future tribulation period, there is a certain excitement and fascination and good taste when we read and see how God will be vindicated and evil will be judged. But when we digest the details of these coming judgments and realize that many people will die and be lost forever, it is no longer sweet truth, but bitter truth. This is not a contradiction. Certain truth can be sweet to the initial taste, but bitter when digested and fully understood. The details of God's future judgments are sweet and bitter. Now, what about practical application? Praise the Lord, there will be no evolutionists in the kingdom. Praise the Lord, there will be no evolutionists in the kingdom. Verses 5 and 6, once again. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. The translation of the last phrase of verse 6 as "there should be time no longer" could be misleading. The idea is that there should be no more delay, as most of your translations have it. The point is that when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, the tribulation is just about over and the kingdom of Christ on this earth is about to be set up. Then everyone in the kingdom will joyfully agree with the angel of verses 5 and 6. Who may be the Lord himself, as we've seen. In any case, all will praise the Lord that God created the heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it. Praise the Lord, there will be no evolutionists in the kingdom.